The side porch of a house may seem like an unlikely place to hold a classical concert. But that's what the Milo Trio is doing. Since new social guidelines and mandates are preventing people from clustering in groups, they've taken their music outdoors and online, where people can keep their distance while enjoying a communal experience.
I thought it was absolutely wonderful. I love the selection of music. And just being here with the musicians who are performing just made me feel a whole lot better.
It was really good, really complicated music.
I thought the music was really sweet and happy.
This is quite an opportunity to, on a weather like this, and our kids' teachers playing here, so wonderful to let them watch her and get inspired.
The trio has been together since January of last year.
We've tried to figure out some way that we could see each other, bring music to the community, and kind of satiate both of those needs.
We really enjoy sharing that music with the people around us in our community, and these outdoor porch socially distant concerts have been a great way to help build that community and help people remember that we're all still here and we're all still doing art.
Pianist Carl Banner says the response to their two concerts has been terrific.
In the neighborhood, I feel like a celebrity. Everybody stops me and says, "Oh, we loved your music." And I thought, wow.
Take my hand. The Milo Trio is not alone. Around the corner, Bill Crandall plays a guitar in his garage and shares it with neighbors and on social media. And across town, jazz harmonicist Frederick Yonet shares his music online and through the open windows of his makeshift studio.
You know, as a musician, you think most of your life no one cares. Now they care.
During these uncertain times, one thing is sure. When the sound of music beckons, people flock to listen on the streets of Washington and beyond.